Hey, it's Dr. Gerr with another psychological podcast. And today's podcast topic came to me after reading a major workup in Newsweek magazine on exercising and health and exercising and the brain. And the reason I wanted to do this podcast is because I tell my patients all the time that they have to go exercise because it will help their mood, make them feel better. But now I have more ammunition to suggest that it actually helps them think better and improves learning and memory. Now, I understand that when you're really depressed and anxious, it's tough to get into the gym or exercise. It's tough in general, even when you feel well. But it just is one of those things that needs to be pushed in therapy and increased when you're depressed or anxious. Because we now know, according to some research, that when you exercise, some neurochemicals are actually increased. And two of the ones in the article were BDNF and neuropeptide Y. And BDNF is really a protein which affects neurons and increases neurons and synapses in the brain. And those increasing neurons and synapses improve learning and memory. Same thing with NPY or neuropeptide Y. It's associated with increased energy balance, memory and learning, and even seizure disorder reduction, such as epilepsy. So we now know from recent studies that nerve cells can be regenerated. Specifically, the data suggests that nerve cells in the hippocampus, which is the part of the brain that controls learning and memory, actually improves. So if you're depressed or anxious, your hippocampus kind of gets smaller. And as you get older, you have less BDNF in your system. And so we now know that exercising increases BDNF and increases the size of the hippocampus, and that should make you feel and think better. Other studies suggest that exercise increases the frontal portions of the brain that control what we call executive functioning. And executive functioning is really the ability to take a task from beginning to completion. In other words, you plan it, you initiate it, you organize your materials, and then you finalize it. And so executive functioning affects your ability to complete tasks. It affects your judgment and understanding of the world around you. And so the better you're at in terms of your executive functioning, the better you can organize your world and function within it. We also know, by the way, that exercising increases blood flow to the brain, and that causes the formation of new capillaries and increases oxygen to the brain, and that also significantly improves your functioning and thinking. The other side is the mood side. Now, we know that exercise increases endorphins or enkephalons, which are neurotransmitters that make you feel a little bit better. But now we have data to suggest that it increases dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. How could I miss that one? And so those are the neurotransmitters that psychiatrists tend to try to increase in depressed patients. And so it's interesting that exercise also increases those. So what do we know? We now know that exercise is important. We know that if you exercise regularly, you'll feel better and you will be thinking better and your mood will be better. We know that if you exercise and then stop, things will revert back. We also know that it really truly doesn't matter what exercises you do. I mean, obviously, much of the research is on aerobic exercises, but anaerobic exercises, exercises related to muscle development that don't have a sustained quality, probably also help because more muscle development produces more of these neurotransmitters such as BDNF and NPY. Next, question is, well, people say, well, I can't get to the gym and I can't exercise. And the answer is, well, then what you have to do is just increase the physical activity in your life. You know, even gardening, vacuuming, things that you would normally do, working around the house, these things will increase exercise level And if you could work 30 minutes a day, pardon me, even, you know, walking your dog or just exercising in a regular way, you know, walking up the steps instead of taking the elevator, parking your car far away, forcing you to walk the entire length of a parking lot, just working your body, it'll make you feel better. I hope this information has been helpful. Until next time, this is Dr. Gurr. And if you want to see more about me, go to my website at drsgurr.com.